Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague David Shedd, longtime member of the national security team guarding the nation's secrets and also looking very carefully at where we're headed in terms of security for the 21st century. David is no longer in government, but he is of government because he reflects on the history of how we got into a situation where we're faced with the threats, routine threats, by the People's Republic of China, economically, kinetically, and in terms of our future. However, all of it didn't happen overnight. The enemy is not that good. They developed this slowly under Hu Jintao's reign, 10 years from 2002 to 2012. And there's one place that we need to go that it sounds romantic when you first hear it, just like KGB, romantic, right? You know, the first director to the second director. Well, the Ministry of State Security is described by David as a nondescript building, but there is the driver. There are the tools working with the economic interests of the United States, of the World Trade Organization. Not right away. They developed this slowly. First of all, they were genius at being ripoff artists. I'm told that in Shanghai, there's an underground fair. Everything in it is luxury goods from all over the world, Paris, New York, everything high-end. It's all stolen, fraudulent, everything. The Chinese people got used to only buying frauds, ripoffs, not the real thing. Well, that turned into a plan. And David, if I understand correctly, the plan was not exactly organized when it first started those first 10 years. What was their first thinking about why what they wanted to steal? Because everything's available to them. They can go into any store and rip off another high-end bag for women. But that's not what they came to. How did they develop to understand that they were going for the top of the top?
We have to go back to 1984 and Deng Xiaoping. In a seminal speech that he gave mid-year of that very auspicious year, 1984, in which Deng really laid out, once you read through the labyrinth of the Chinese or Mandarin language, a very interesting framework in which there would be a coexistence between the socialist Marxist ideology that leads a Chinese Communist Party of about 80 million people as a single party and governance state. It's an authoritarian government. And at the same time, in his speech, he lays out controlled or certainly guided capitalism. That really kicks it off in 1984. And so this is years before the December of 2001 joining of WTO. And so it served as the framework for the guidance that would then continue on through to present day. So the MSS, the Ministry of State Security, for your audience, needs to understand that it is a behemoth that is no longer a third-rate service, but that it is a premier service estimated now to have doubled under Xi Jinping, so since 2012, to approximately 300,000, to just give you a sense of orders of magnitude, three times larger than the entire intelligence community in the United States. But as importantly, perhaps even more importantly, the MSS is the combination of CIA, FBI, the National Security Agency, NSA, Cyber Command, all under one roof. And so this entity, this behemoth, touches virtually every aspect of Chinese life, domestically and abroad. And it serves as the driver for Xi Jinping. Think of it as his preferred instrument for the development of this plan known as Made in China 2025, that has now concluded its 10-year hiatus in terms or period of time with no hiatus to it in being extended to 2030, under which the MSS is given free rein. And Directorate 18 is there the centerpiece of going up against the United States. That would be the mainstay in terms of the driver for operations against the United States, and a centerpiece to driving cyber operations, human intelligence operations, and all other aspects of it. That's what we're talking about in terms of this acceleration of the grand theft, the larceny against our intellectual property, in which economic warfare is in full swing.
Everything's to steal. Everything bends itself to steal. Steal from human beings, steal from plans, steal from inside computers, steal from intellectual property, but steal from money, everything. There are no rules that I can understand. There are no guidelines. David, your book is compelling. What does this do to their souls to go out there and violate every understanding of human decency?
Well, this is what's so interesting, is that culturally, the Chinese view themselves as having been oppressed by the West. And this is viewed as the era or the period of humiliation. And it runs up through into the late 1980s, into the 1990s. And it goes back from the period of time of the Long March in 1949, in which they view themselves as someone to be used and oppressed by the West. And when you have a conversation with an MSS officer, as I have done in my past, they will tell you that everything that they're doing today is for the rejuvenation of China and never again to face humiliation.
30 seconds, there's another, David, 30 seconds.
Yeah. What then you also see is that they live off of a relational piece called Guanxi. Mm-hmm. Guanxi is, I scratch your back if you scratch my back, but it's worse or bigger than that. Just in summary, it means you owe me something. And so they believe that the West owes them what they steal. It's a very twisted way. But it wouldn't be seen as darkness in their souls, because this is owed to them for the years of oppression.
The book is The Great Heist. David Shedd, Andrew Badger, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.